Amen. He's an on-time God. Amen. Whatever the situation is, God is an on-time God. Amen. Whatever problem we may have in our life, God is an on-time God. Amen. Amen. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen and amen. Amen. Giving on to God for my being here on today. I'm thankful that he saw fit for me to be able to preach the word on today. Giving on to God for our district elder, Collins, and his assistant, Pastor Leo Deans. Giving on to God for my church family and my pastor, my mom, Dr. Juanita Whitfield. Amen. Giving on to God for my dad being here, Elder James Crawford. Amen. And giving on to God for my wife being here on today, Minister Jennifer Crawford. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for allowing me to grace your sacredness on this evening, God, to bring forth the word that you have given me on today, God. God, I ask you that you decrease me as I increase in you on today, God. Let your will be done in this service in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your people be receptive of the word on today, God. God, let it not be returned void, but be accomplished to where it's sent on today, God. God, we're praying for your perfect will on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. Starting at the first verse. And it reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. On last Sunday, God spoke the subject to me, set thy house in order, and nothing else. I didn't know exactly what it meant, and I didn't know what it was for. But as I went through this week, and the Lord showed me areas of my life that I needed to set in order, I had to learn how to apply it to my life. Me, who was first partaker of this word on today, the Lord said, set your house in order. But I asked God, what shall I say to your people, God? He said, set your house in order on today, amen. And that is the subject. When I say house, I don't mean your home where you live, where you raise your family. I don't mean where you have dinner with your kids at. But I mean your house, your living body that's here on today. Set your house in order. Amen. I'm referring to your physical being, your house, your temple. Set it in order. There's many times we can misuse how our temple is being used. Amen. We can try to maneuver and try to deceive our ways and make people think that our living is right. Amen. But we need to set our house in order. Amen. That is the only way to be on today. God is a gracious God, and he sends warnings like these to get our attention. Amen. You can be so close to a spiritual death and a natural death like Hezekiah was. God will send a message to set your house in order. Amen. God loves you so much that he sent the message to you to say, set your house in order. Amen. If you would, go to verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that you which is in good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Hezekiah received this word from God through Isaiah, and turned his face to the wall and prayed and pleaded with God. That was his alone time with God. He turned to the wall and showed his humility. God, I've done so much. God, I've had a pure heart. God, I've done this in my life. God, I've done that in my life. We try to tell God what we have done so good, but God already knows what we have done. Amen. Verse 4 reads, and it came to pass after Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and from my servant David and for my servants David's sake. How serious are you willing to get your house in order? Amen. Getting your house in order means that you have to get everything right within yourself. You have to worry more about pleasing God than you do about pleasing others. Amen. Getting your house in order is getting everything that you need to get done to please God on this side, so you will be rewarded in heaven above. Amen. Get your house in order where you can say, for God and living, for God I die. Get your house in order where you can say, there is no other God before me. Get your house in order where you can say, my convictions are stronger than any other body's opinions. Amen. Get your house in order when there is no other way. Amen. God is telling us to get our house in order. Neither man knows the day nor the time that he shall come. That's for every young person, every older person in here. Amen. You can go day by day thinking that you're doing right and trying to deceive other people in your life. But God has said, set your house in order. There's no other way to do it. Amen. You cannot think that you're being the child of God that you're supposed to be in your life when everything is falling piece by piece in your life. Amen. God is saying, set your house in order. There's no other way to be on today. There's no other way to be. There are trials in my life that I had to face and still had to learn how to set my life in order, set my house in order. There's no way that I can preach the word of God every day and my house not be in order. Amen. There's no way that I can tell someone, offer Christ to them, and your house not be in order. Amen. That is the word of God. Amen. Your house cannot be in order if things are falling apart left and right. Your house cannot be in order. Amen. God is saying to set your house in order. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he asked God, God, I've done this, I've done that. And God added 15 years to his life. If you're sincere when you're talking to God, and you're asking him with sincerity in your life, God, help me in this situation and send this part of my life, and I will not go back to where I came from. Amen. God is saying, set your house in order. That is what Hezekiah said. He said, God, if you do this for me. And God heard the prayer. God heard what he said. Amen. He added it to his life. Amen. 15 years. What are you asking God for? If he's hearing you, pray with sincerity, amen. Pray with sincerity. Don't go back. Don't go back. You can't. If you go back, God will not hear you. It will be harder to get back than it was the first time. Don't go back. Set your house in order on today. There's no other way to do it. Everything else behind you don't matter. God is the ultimate judge. Amen. God is the only one who can do what he said he's going to do. God is the only one that's going to matter in the end. Amen. Set your house in order. That is the word of God on today.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that word. Thank God for that word on this afternoon. Thank you, God. How many Hezekiahs have we got in here tonight? My God, how many Hezekiahs do we have in here tonight? You can come to the altar right now. If you know your house is not in order and you need some help getting your house set in order, come to the altar. Come for prayer. God knows your heart. God knew Hezekiah's heart. He knew he had a sincere prayer. That's why he answered his prayer. God knows our heart, and he can help us through every situation that we're going through. It don't matter. If your house is not in order, your children ain't going to be in order. Your marriage ain't going to be in order. Your job ain't going to be in order. Your salvation and your soul ain't going to be in order if you don't set your house in order. And like the minister, the preacher said, God's sending a warning. And you need to take heed to the warning. As the choir sings, you may come. You may not be saved on tonight. That means your house is not in order. If you're not saved, you can come to the altar. If you need prayer, you need a healing, you can come to the altar right now. In the name of Jesus. As the choir sings, help us.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
Amen, amen. Let's give the man of God a hand clap. And let's give God a hand clap of praise for the word he sent through the man of God. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to our district elder for remarks.
Come on, let's put our hands together. Thank you, amen. Praise the Lord. He stood here flat-footed tonight to remind us, thus saith the Lord. Amen. We were sitting there. We were just so proud of Brother Joel and how he just stood here and he preached the word of God on tonight. Amen. And now young people are doing great things and we've got to keep encouraging them. We got to keep encouraging them. To the young lady that read the scripture on tonight, beautiful job, sweetie. Beautiful. Amen. And the young gentleman that said the prayer from Greater St. John, a beautiful job. Listen, we're going to make ready to let you go on this evening, but certainly we want you to come back tomorrow to support, amen, the service in the morning. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Dr. Whitfield in the morning. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to be spreading it around because we've got some mighty men and women of God in this district. Amen. And we thank God for her on today. Listen, we are going to ask that you would stand. We're going to thank Woods Chapel for the music on tonight. Thank you, Woods Chapel. And as a preacher, one of the greatest ways I can thank you is not to keep talking, but to go ahead and get a benediction so you can get home and come back on tomorrow. Is that all right? Amen. Let us look to heaven to our only wise God, our Savior. Father, we ask you, go with us, stand by us, and keep us. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. We do pray. Let us all say amen. God bless you on this evening.